To our first ever merging of the tribes, if you will, the broadcast and Married Man Show here for our patron's choice for the month of September. But we have all of the hosts under one roof at one time. I don't. So let's do a roll call here. This is Jay and Colleen.
Hello. Nobody knows who I am.
And Jack Latfelt, are you there?
I'm here, and I just want to say ahead of time, you guys voted for this, not me. So if it sucks, it's all your fault.
We also have my favorite podcaster out of all of podcasting, Shane.
Wait. You already announced my name.
Oh.
I don't want to pick favorites, but my favorite's Shane.
Wow.
No, I've only been podcasting with you for 11 years. Okay, thanks.
That's so cool. You know, that's so crazy because Shandy's my least favorite.
Yeah, fuck you, Tim.
We also have the wonderful anal D-drainer, Tim.
Fan favorite.
Self-proclaimed fan favorite?
Oh, no. It's fan-proclaimed fan favorite.
Oh.
What fans did that other than your wife?
I don't even think his wife said that either.
No, she doesn't like this show.
No, I'm trying to see everybody. Cause...
I listen to both shows, unlike some hosts. So, fan favorite! Woo! All
right, we also... Hold on, sorry. We also... we also have, the first redhead in podcasting, Amanda Giordano.
Oh, I take that very nicely. Thank you. That's very nice.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, though.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about a redhead, Jay.
But Shandy, you're like
give me this one thing, Shandy. Give me this one thing.
You're not like a true redhead. You're just kind of a poser. I don't really feel like I'm a true redhead.
Don't fuck with my identity here.
I agree 100%. I've met Shandy in person. And let me tell you.
Oh, you forgot that I have red hair.
No, I didn't forget.
That's just you.
You have like strawberry blonde hair. It's not
strawberry blonde hair. I have
no one would ever grow up to you.
Can we all stop arguing about hair?
Call you for a second.
There's a story behind that. So one day Shandy mentioned she was a redhead, and Tim was like, "No, you're not." And she was like, "Yes, I am." And Tim's like, "No, I bet you. No, you're not." And Shandy was like, "It's my hair."
Trust me, Tim. Trust me. I'm a redhead.
Yeah, gingers have a strong identity.
Yeah.
Yes.
There are ways of knowing these things.
Yeah. Seems kind of shady to me. If yes.
The next person I'll mention, anyway. I don't think he said a word yet, and that's surprising. Chris in Boston.
Wicked shout out, Tom Brady.
You know, people were saying.
Is he not talking? Oh, we can't hear him. His mic is off or something.
His mic is muted.
That's why he doesn't say anything
yet. Is it? Jay, you know, they were making fun of how you did an accent or something.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever heard your Long Island accent, have they?
No, I can't even do it. I can't do it on the spot like that. You don't have the camera on me right now.
The camera on neither of us.
Is there an earthquake over there on your side of Raleigh?
It's Hurricane Matthew. It showed up a little early.
Let's see. Nick Benoid. Yeah. Is here all the way from Los Angeles.
That's right.
I think the furthest west? Los Angeles is further west than...
Tim's in San Francisco.
But is that further west than San Francisco?
Yeah, it is. I would say Shandy and Tim are probably farther west than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the way that... Because the Earth is...
Because it curves in.
I don't know.
Even though I'm farther west, my heart will always be in the south. My mama, Crystal.
Right.
Can I just say I fully support a patron level of bringing Nick's mom on the show?
Oh, yeah.
I'm
and
in full.
If Jay says it, it means he really cares and wants to have it done.
I just like it like weeks later when people who haven't caught up on the podcast, they're like, oh my God, I'm just dying about your mom. Like,
you mean me?
You. And it's not just you. I've had other people too, like text me or tweet me like, your mom is my mom. I'm like, no, she's not.
You don't even know.
All right.
Fritos.
There are Fritos downstairs, but out of respect to the producer in this
room. Can we hear Chris?
Can you guys hear me now?
There we go.
Yay! Yay.
Nope. He's gone now. He's trying to talk. This is excellent, because last time I did one of these, he friggin' muted me every 3 seconds.
Are you muting him?
No, absolutely. I don't even. This is Google Hangouts. You can't like that.
You can mute people.
Yeah, it's on the top. Like, scroll your mouse up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, I know something you don't know about this.
I know. That's why I said you can mute people.
Oh, we all thought you said you can't mute.
No, you can. That's what I said. Jeez. Yeesh.
So is Boston gonna talk or?
Oh no!
Guys, one of you guys muting him?
No. That's gotta be it.
Yeah, I would bet.
Tim.
Tim.
It's gotta be Tim.
You mother effer! You are doing it. Yes, because it's muting his mic. It's showing up.
He just unplugged his He just unplugged his USB. He's doing it there, trying to get his to work. I wouldn't be a dick and mute somebody.
Spoiler alert, this show is probably going to be explicit because there's 9 of us, and I don't think all 9 of us are keeping
it. Too late on that one.
Yeah, this is a explicit show since both the shows are being merged right now are explicit, so it is okay. Just drop your F-bombs.
Yeah, because Shandy has the squatty potty mouth.
That's right, Shandy got us in trouble on the Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen last week.
I thought you heard it.
I did not hear it at all.
It was very enthusiastic. Yes. and then it was like, oh.
I know. Well, while we're waiting for Boston, let's move this along a little bit. I was just going to say, so Boston, I heard you had a topic you wanted to bring up before we had feedback, but, and that was that.
Tom Brady.
Boston hates feminism, and we were going to discuss that.
But well, I'm ready.
He can't defend himself, so I guess it's
clearly. Clearly, clearly, Shandy keeps muting him. So
she's friend-zoning him.
I don't even know how to do that. Come on!
Holy shit! He's the talking. Nothing's happening. He's deep throating. He's deep throating his mic now.
Do you want to see him?
This is the best he's ever been, though.
And then he was gone. Oh, speaking of, somebody just forced the microphone forcefully into my mouth area where I was not welcoming it.
Keep your mouth in the goddamn mic.
I did not want the tea.
I hate podcasters.
There's so many parallels there.
Colleen's the worst podcaster drifter I've ever met.
Jack is.
No, he's gotten much better. You're the worst now.
I never
drift anymore.
You still kind of do, but you're not nowhere near.
Shut up.
No, you just don't know how to raise the volume on your podcast.
No, I do. Easily.
No, I'm teasing Jack for a few.
I have it all. I have it all the way up there.
I'm Jack's teasing coming him for the clear. Married Man show last a few weeks ago. Oh.
Well, nobody told me then they couldn't hear me.
Hey, Boston, did you check? All right, Tim is muting him.
I am not. Yes, I'm not doing this. Uh-uh.
Well, just remember, Boston, you have to unmute yourself.
Yeah, you're showing up as mute.
It's okay. Well, let's wait till he figures out how to fix it. But let's move on to anybody else have anything they want to talk about while we have everybody here. Tim, you're not one without opinion or thoughts. Anything that you want to share since this whole the family has come together to break bread?
How about now?
Yeah.
There we go.
Fucking Chrome.
Hey everybody, it's Boston.
Hey
everybody. Yay.
Yeah.
So we heard you hate feminism.
Yeah, I hate the idea of it. Just sucks.
Okay. Can you extrapolate?
Yeah, I will. So, you know, I'm mic test. Am I still working?
Yes. Yes. Oh, wonderful. Oh, who's got Fritos?
Everybody but me.
I want some Fritos.
So, I mean, the idea of feminism sucks because, I mean, first of all,
Shandy I feel is now that red-faced and redhead.
Yeah, she's so close.
I have my pen. I'm...
Is she a natural red face? I guess I sound pretty racist. I'm sorry. Didn't think about that before I said it.
So I hate the idea that it has to exist is probably the better way of describing it. I mean, where we were talking about this briefly on the Married Man show, and
briefly between cooking lessons and sports talk for like a second. Fucking A, man.
But yeah, I think just the idea that it has to exist, I think, is stupid. I mean, why do we have to?
Clearly, you didn't listen to our takedown of Sink Pisser on the last broadcast.
Wait, hold up. My counter to this is isn't this the same argument as like the people say, like, oh, why does it be Black Lives Matter? Why can't it be all lives matter?
Exactly! That is what I'm trying to say! It's the same argument. It's moot.
Yeah, we might have got into that a little bit.
I think I missed that part.
that part.
It's not feminism, it's humanism.
Well, I think that, I mean, today, if you have anti... a feminist view, I just think you're a fucking asshole. I mean, that's pretty much the end of it. I mean, if you go back like 5 episodes ago, we were talking about, I think the question popped up when you guys asked us, like, who's your favorite female author? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I just know authors. but like,
it's Daniel Steele, by the way.
No,
it's totally Daniel Steele. No. Who did I say it was?
You said Maya Angelou, and then you named a single one of her books or poems.
I had no idea.
And then the chick who wrote Harry Potter.
Yes.
No, but I just hate the idea that it has to even be a thing. Like, I just, why can't it be personism? I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't disagree with the ideas and the meanings behind it. I just think it sucks that it has to exist. That's it.
It does suck that half of the population is not treated always with the same respect that the other half is. That does suck. That's why it needs to exist.
Exactly. You just proved your point in the argument.
The book thing is interesting too, because like, yeah, I get that, like, people don't necessarily think of, like, oh, there's a female author, there's a male author, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, like, what we consume is, like, generally skews male. Like, if you think back about, like, your reading list when you're in high school and even college, it's, like, mostly white dudes. So that's problematic right there. Like, we need to even out the scales.
I feel like you could say that about pretty much anything, though.
Yes. Like, sure. If you study art, if you study film, everything. Like, yes.
Yeah, but going to reading, though, you know, up until what, the last 200 years, most women didn't do a lot of writing, or if they did it under a male pseudonym. So,
it's important to ask yourself also, then why was that? Like, that's part of why we need feminism. Thankfully, that's changing, but still, like, you know, like J.K. Rowling, like, why did she go by J.K. Rowling?
Because she needed people.
Why is it? Why is it Harry Potter?
And then why did she write a whole series of books under a male pen name?
Exactly. She was about making a joke, guys. That's why.
JK.
Oh boy. Tim is starting out strong. I hope it doesn't take 2 more hours to get you going.
Remember, guys, he has a heart out.
There's a thirsty joke in here somewhere.
I was thinking about 12 inches. So many conversations.
Well, as Tim would tell you, it's not about the length, it's about the width.
Yes, he does say
that. Yeah.
I've heard that.
That's legit.
So many Tim jokes to be had right now.
Thank you.
Don't hold back on the Tim jokes.
Yeah, please
guys.
Make them. Yeah,
the I mean, but going to the point about feminism in like media, I mean, you really do have to go back. Like, you know, I went to school. I studied in television, film, and new media as my major. And really, like, the one thing that like just comes to mind in this whole conversation is, you know, Joseph Gordon-Levitt shouldn't have played a French person because he's not French.
Oh no!
Sam, if he could have done a convincing job, then that would be one thing. But it's this caricature of what people think Frenchmen are, and that's why it didn't work.
Yeah,
well,
that's every film ever.
He has a goddamn American accent when he speaks French. Yeah. Come on.
So he Dick Van Dyked it essentially.
That's every film ever made about the South. You have people from the Midwest or out West making a movie about the South, and you get someone like Tim going, "Hey, y'all, I'm from South Carolina, and I don't like black people." You know,
I did not say that. But...
Which part?
And the dumpster fire has been lit.
I just wanted to point out that in Star Wars, the guy who played Chewbacca was not actually a Wookiee either, and I thought he did a very good job.
You know what movie I love? The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
That's Tim's already gone down this road with me.
We've done this before.
I'm caught up now.
Okay.
Unlike some of you.
I'm caught up.
No, I meant Boston on the broadcast.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But to be fair, I did post the show at 9:30 at night on a Saturday, so I don't blame you.
Dude, well, I'm not caught up on the broadcast. What did you say? I don't know.
I kind of there should be like a bit of victory right here because talking about the posting on Saturday because Colleen, she likes to talk about how I'm like an old world podcaster, like
you
it's
are
all
an
the
old
fashioned
podcaster.
The old fashioned internet ways. And when she kind of took over posting shows, I was like, do not post a show on like Friday night or Saturday or Sunday because nobody does anything on the internet on the weekend. She's like, you're old fashioned, you don't understand. People download any time, there's apps and stuff.
You
live in the past. You live in this world where you had to like sync up your iPod to listen to podcasts. It doesn't work that way.
Which
Jen,
I still
anymore.
Do, ironically.
So then I think when she was doing the broadcast and she was like obsessing over like every single download, she came to the conclusion and realization or whatever it was, that posting a show on the weekend gets you no downloads and less listeners. So the old man was right.
Jay, you know you're wasting your time to explain that to a woman. I'm kidding.
If you explained it to an old white dude, they'd get it better.
Yeah.
Well, I understood it. I understood exactly what he was saying. Speak his language.
Firstly, thanks for mansplaining that for us. Secondly, I think the real mistake is posting any podcast before Dancing with the Stars with Jack and Cindy, because I mean that is just burning up the iTunes chart.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, don't be a hater.
Yeah, you know what? I give that podcast.
What?
Oh. 10!
A 10! You gotta do like Bruno. A 10!
So on the knob.
Hey, I know my dancing now.
I am noticing the latest broadcast episode title, though. The Basket Weave.
That's right.
That's right. Yep.
I feel like I know that story.
You do.
Yeah, if you listen to the episode, you would know
it's
it also.
I think I've told it on... No, I've told it on Metrobus. Not Metrobus. I didn't know about it. Metrobus.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's going back sometime.
No. Media Junkyard, or in person. Tim has made fun of me for it for like ages. I told it at Comic-Con. I demonstrated it at Comic-Con. Not demonstrated like that, but demonstrated it.
Make sure you take off your jewelry or that becomes the cheese grater instead of the basket.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, you can go and listen to the latest episode of the broadcast. For all all 30 of you that are listening to this. That's a great, great thing.
But I think Tim still prefers the AJ, right?
Tim's of never course. Had a basket weave.
Yeah, never experienced
well,
that.
When you're as thirsty as Tim, he's just desperate for anything.
Man, you...
I
nope.
think his latest favorite is called a PJ, which is a pillow job.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Gotta get that down pillow, motherfucker.
Goose. I mean, we talked about having sex with robots and how it could possibly be cheating. Pillows?
What depends is it a sentient pillow? I think that's what defines if it's cheating or not.
Well, right. According to Nick, it's if it feels real or not.
Oh.
He can't see that's your response.
Wait, where'd you buy that pillow, Nick?
I don't know.
The best part, I totally just bought two new pillows.
Gross. I recently bought a new pillow for Jay, and then he was like, I don't really like it. So I was like, I'll use it then. So I started using it, and now you're using it.
Well, because it needed to be broken in a little bit first. It needed your melon to kind of shake. And
Tim, what are your thoughts on breaking in pillows?
Muffy.
Oh. Is this a goose down pillow or a cotton? I'm not sure.
I only use pillows that the goose liver pate was made from.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Is this episode references and throwback jokes for all our respective shows?
Well, no. So let's get to some feedback. I feel like I just got podcast shamed for...
Oh, yeah, just for Shandy. Hey, Shandy, I'm a feminist, by the way.
I should hope so. We're friends.
Yes. I have a daughter. I believe in equality.
Yeah. You have a daughter and you have a son.
Wait a minute. So
you need feminism for both?
Yep. I was a feminist before.
I wish everybody could see Tim's face right now.
Is that why Tim never gets laid?
That's the different reason.
Wait, because he's a feminist or because he's kind of making fun of it?
I'm not making fun of it.
Actually,
okay.
Because
being a feminist will get you laid more, I would say. And feminists have better sex, too. So it's just all good.
I don't know, guys. I heard that nice guys don't get the girl. And this is a proven fact. And not nice guys are not feminists. Just saying. But, Tim, I actually have a question for you. Everybody might want to put the Fritos down for a second. So I've been wondering this since in August when I heard the episode that you did. How long did it take for your wife to kiss you on the mouth again after you got the dog shit in your mouth?
Yes.
Wait, what?
What day is it?
Amanda's clearly one of my fans that find me to be the favorite.
I've listened to two Married Men shows. Right. I was trying to get caught up. And,
sure.
Okay, so we had
probably to your mistake, you listened to ones with just Boston and Nick. So
it's possible.
I don't remember. I don't recall.
So Tim expressed his dog's anal glands and it got in his mouth. That's the gist of the story.
Oh. Wait, is that what instigated the dry spell?
Some things are better just unknown.
Yeah, is that what instigated the dry spell for you, Tim?
Well, actually, after that moment, my dog friend zoned me.
All right. Well, we've now. Now that we've established that, but you still didn't answer the question. And I feel like if this had been anybody else that hadn't answered the question, you would have given them a lot more shit. But I'm a professional, so I'm going to move on.
Oh, to answer your question, I'm pro applicator.
seriously? I did a poll on Twitter. Last time I looked, I got five votes.
Twitter followers. Okay, all six of Shandy's Twitter followers voted in.
Wait, I'm genuinely curious. What did this poll say? I'm curious.
Go on.
For the ladies,
it says, Twitter.
You can still vote for 4 more hours. Per the latest episode of the broadcast, do you prefer your tampons with applicators or without applicators? There have been 5 votes, 60% with applicators and 40% without.
Okay, I'm going to vote with so I can push it in that favor because applicators are wasteful.
Yeah.
They are wasteful. You can't say they're not wasteful. You can still prefer to use them if you want, but you can't really say that they're not wasteful.
And you know, this is where the guys are going to say jack shit for 10 minutes.
But they're functional.
You guys can win. They're functional, yes, but they're also wasteful. Functional. You also have a finger. 10.
I recycle. It's fine. So. It evens out.
Carbon neutral.
Which one do I vote for that's against Shandy's opinion?
Tim is gonna vote with all of his like 5 Twitter accounts.
I know.
And six.
Well, listen, if fake Tyson Apostle Twitters start to vote for your thing. All right, let's get into some feedback.
Yeah, this is too much. Okay.
All right. So we had a couple of emails, and we started to who ended up saying they would read Mark's. Actually, no. Can we start with Will's? Because I really want to hear Boston read that one.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you read it yet?
I have, yes. It's glorious.
Just like the hole that he loves so much.
Yes. All right.
Will was your first patron ever. Fun
yes,
fact.
He was.
Yeah.
Fun fact. Nice.
Oh.
So this one, comes from Will. It says, I just tried to leave a drunken voicemail, but I think I started to dial a number when I started to speak, so sorry if I called someone at 3 a.m.
He did not call us, so.
I just came from a monthly clothing optional dance party. I saw lots of naked men and women and had a great time. Lots of friends were there. I've seen a lot of my friends naked, but I digress. Tim asked for feedback, so here it goes. I expected nude pics in return, Tim. There's one interesting thing happening with the next within the next week. On the Married Man show earlier this year, I spoke about a guy I was dating who ended things because he was terrified of relationships and afraid of reuniting or ruining. So this is probably part of the drunken part here. he's afraid of ruining the friendship. He has an anxiety disorder, amongst other things. We still hang out very frequently. We spend time together at least once a week. He spends the night sometimes, except he sleeps on the couch instead of in my bed. We've both admitted that sometimes we wish we could could both share a bed together, hold hands, etc. But he thought it was best to end things completely. We...
And then he just stops.
I almost bailed on this email because I'm so drunk. He needs a place to stay for a few months. He's moving in with a mutual friend who just bought a house, but she wants to live alone for a little while before she has roommates. He didn't want to sign a year-long lease on his place, so he asked if he could live in my extra bedroom for a few months. I'm happy to let him stay here. He's going to pay rent. I'm not going into this expecting us to get back together. I don't think it'd be awkward at all because we already spend so much time. Okay, so I did ban in the email, but I'm finishing this the next afternoon sober. Basically, I'm hoping there won't be any issues living with someone I once dated since we're such great friends. It could be awkward the first time someone brings another guy home. That's a topic I think we all will talk about soon. I think we will talk about soon because avoiding it would make it worse. I hope you're having a great episode. Bye. Will.
I love
the two personalities in that email. The one that was like 18 beers deep, And then the voice of regret from writing the next afternoon.
I just, like, Will, I don't know where you live, but can we please be best friends?
Yeah, Will's seriously. Awesome. He's got the most interesting life.
I want to go to a clothing optional dance party. Like, what? How does this... How is it that I'm not living somewhere where such amazing things are happening?
He did a bike race, didn't he? Race, was naked
bike, naked bike race. A naked bike race,
which is dangerous.
Oh my god,
it's dangerous.
That's an annual event.
So if we hit the $2,000 Patreon mark, we'll have a naked dance party on the next crossover show.
I don't dance. I just do a show on it.
I feel like
Jack's gonna wear nothing but a referee shirt. That's it.
I feel like
it's long. I'm okay.
I feel at a certain. I feel like at a certain age, a naked bike party is like hazardous.
It's very hazardous.
Like, getting stuff caught in like spokes. Like,
not to mention Nut 11, dude.
The chain.
Nut 11. Never forget. Never forget.
You never forget. Nut 11.
Honestly, to be perfectly honest, like even clothed biking, I kind of wonder like what that's got to be like for me.
I fucking hate riding bikes. First of all, I do it naked.
Like, hold on. Too much stuff going on, like just like right there.
I want to know what Nick thinks since he hasn't gotten to talk at all.
What?
I haven't ridden a bike in a long time, so I really have no opinion on the matter.
Thanks, bro.
Did your mom teach
you? No comment. Bike? No comment.
Yep.
I don't recall.
I plead the fifth. Yep. Oh, sorry. Y'all, I played the fifth.
Yeah, sometimes I go out and ride a bike because it's the only thing that will touch my penis.
Well, that was me.
Well, that was a good Tim impression, man.
That was nice.
I have done triathlons and I have a street bike. And Shandy, to answer your question,
she didn't ask
me.
Good bike.
Where do you put guys put their stuff when they ride bikes?
You ever seen bike shorts?
They're fanny packs.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, Shandy, but your husband's French. You think he'd know about the Tour de France at least?
He loves it. Yeah, I've never asked him. He's actually riding his bike right now.
Oh. Text him and ask him, and then report back.
Yeah. Where do you put your junk when you're riding a bike?
Just you know, how's the ride going? Where do you put stuff?
So, hey, Jack.
Yes, hey, Jack.
Are you in a Married Man Show email?
I am.
Okay, so the one from Miles was sent to both Broadcast and the Married Man Show.
Yeah, I have that one queued up right now.
Good, because we nominated you when you guys were doing Westworld to read this one.
Oh, well, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, this is from Miles. I don't think he's drunk or anything when he wrote it, but let's see. So stoked you ladies and boys are doing this joint show. Here's my question. We live on the top floor. Hold on a second. I can't. How do I enlarge this?
That's what she said.
He's got fancy writing on here.
I think it's italicized.
At your age, Jack, I mean, the doctor should prescribe it.
That's why you don't worry about riding a bike. You don't have to worry about
underlying
it.
Heart condition.
We live on the top floor of the four-story condo building, and the garage and recycling bins are in the basement. My girlfriend insists that taking the garage out is a man's job.
Garbage.
The garbage out.
Is that what it says? Garbage? Yeah, garbage. I said, that doesn't make sense. Why would you take the garage out? Please note, she's just as strong and spry as I am. I don't understand why she equivalent. I can't read that writing. Garbage, and then. I swear she's just a sexist.
Just tilt your head to the right.
You guys will be old someday. I suppose she's just a sexist that way. Do you think the concept of a man's job is just as dated as the concept of a woman's job? All the cleaning. I do most of that. This is why I'm bothered by this logic.
Shane's reacting to Jack reading right
I'm
now.
Reading along this. You're adding words in here. You're just like making up what you think is written.
Hey, you read what you can see. Anyways, Ding, longtime listener since the hunting party, believe it or not, like, first time writer. Thanks for all the great shows.
It's the same as if we had Zach reading right now. He was like,
hey, poo poo, poo poo, GG, papa. Anyway, so is the women's job cleaning, the man's job doing the trash?
Do you think the concept of a man's job is just as dated as the concept of women doing all the cleaning?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm an old white privileged guy, so I don't know if I should answer this question.
Also, welcome Miles. I believe he joined today specifically for this show, so yay!
Nice.
I apologize for mixing up garage and garbage. How do you get the...
I will say that I would rather clean the kitchen and do the dishes any day than clean out Zoe's cat box or take out the... I take out the garbage, but...
Hey, Nick. I can hear Nick's on the line.
Yeah, these are the celebratory sirens for new Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to note that it is not Brooklyn. Brooklyn is quiet tonight.
LA is never quiet.
LA. Yeah, no.
What do you think? Would you rather clean Zoe's cat box than do the dishes?
Hi-yo! I'd much rather do dishes. I had to fix the toilet last night and was like knee deep in toilet water.
And Zach tried to help you.
Zach actually did a pretty good job.
Zach likes to help.
It's almost like there's like a certain like chivalrous gene or something. There's like, no, I'll do the dirty, gross thing and whatever. But I don't know if that's sexist though or anything.
Both of you guys bitch about it, having to do it.
Oh yeah, like I was just like the whole time I was cursing and swearing and
I was like, peace out, I'm going to Target.
Yeah.
I do that. I mow the lawn. I take out the trash.
But I'm not in a sense like I have to do it or something.
No, I have to do it.
I do take out the garbage when it gets too.
Yeah, Colleen takes out the garbage and.
But I don't clean the cat box.
You don't clean the cat box.
That's not really a man's job,
though, I feel like. That's not like
no. Not in my house. I do the cat box.
Yeah, I think just Colleen avoided
it. Boyfriend refuses stuff. To do it.
It's 50-50 here in the cat box.
All you have to do is get pregnant because you're actually ordered not to clean out the cat box.
Yeah, well, I had cleaned it out in the apartment a little bit that last year. I did a little... Oh, fine. I'll let you
I've never seen you clean a cat box. Yes,
remember
once
when
Zoe
had the UTIs and you went to Austin?
Oh, because I wasn't in town.
And I had to clean
actually
it
had to
every single day to make sure that she peed and stayed healthy. And then thank
next
God.
Next email.
Yeah.
So we come. Is there man? And we figured it out. There isn't. There's just we're just.
Yes, it's outdated. Yeah, she just doesn't want to walk the four flights down, and she's saying that it's the dude's job. Like, I think the best way to go about it is to just like share stuff. Like if there are certain things that people prefer to do, then you just do those things. And like my husband prefers to cook, which works out really well because I don't like to cook. So like he just does that. But there are other things that I do and then things that we just share. And I think there's been like articles written about how the happiest couples, the ones that stay the longest together, are ones that share housework. So
And drink.
I have a story. I have a story, guys. You guys ready for this?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to hear it.
Get the mute button ready.
Okay. Do you and your wife share the dog duty? That's what I want to know.
By duty, I mean duty. It's a dog related story.
All right.
Applicator, no applicator.
So where we used to live, on a big property. And at that time I still had two dogs, both beagles. And they loved this area.
And I was like, I wanted to go like, you mean when you had an estate with our two beagles.
Buffy, get the beagle.
Ah, gosh. Yes. Let the butler clean the dog this time, okay?
I don't know how to unmute him.
I unmute myself, so he just kept muting me.
So the thing about my estate was I was living on the estate. It was my parents' property, and we lived in like the granny quarters there. So we had these two. We had the.
I thought we were going to be done in an hour. This is never going to work this way.
Boston just muted him.
Okay.
All right.
Hilarious. So basically, I get home one day, and my wife is freaking out at me. And the dogs chase squirrels, and also we had jackrabbits on the property. And of course, you know, every now and then they would get in and kill a squirrel, no problem. But the jackrabbits, insane. There was no way they would ever catch a jackrabbit. Until I get home one day, and my wife's like, the dogs have a jackrabbit. You got to do something. It's in the backyard, and it's in this fence. And I'm like, what? Okay, so she's like all angry at me, like it was my fault the dogs caught a jackrabbit. So I walked out there, and they had cornered the jackrabbit. So I got the dogs, and I moved the dogs away, and then I'm looking at this rabbit, and I'm like, oh man, they ripped off the tail of the rabbit. And so then I'm like, oh man. So
kill
I'm like,
the rabbit, kill yeah, the rabbit.
Exactly. I'm like, I hate to do this. I'm a big animal lover. I don't like to hunt or anything, but I'm like, I got to put this rabbit out of its misery, because it, like, I could tell it was in a bad way because it let me walk up to it. Normally those things
are a horrible story.
So
another uplifting story from Tim.
So the worst part,
lost
so then
patrons.
Yeah, well, I had to get, you know, I got a shovel, and
get on the head.
I ended up braining it. And let me just tell you, I'm a huge animal lover, and like, as I'm putting it out of its misery, I am just crying because I don't want to kill anything. It's horrible. So then we live in this 2.5 acre property, and I'm like, okay, there's tons of coyotes and everything around here. I'm going to just, you know, recycling and everything. I picked up the rabbit and I threw it over the fence. Well, you know, ecosystem.
Circle
or whatever.
Of life.
Yeah, circle of life. I threw it over the fence. I'm like, okay, a coyote's going to eat this tonight and everything will be fine. Yeah. 2 weeks later, I get a call on the phone, and it's my wife. And she's like, you get home right now. Right now, you get home. And so I go home, and I'm like, what happened? She's like, one of the dogs got out. One of the dogs got out, and you know what he has? He has that rabbit. He's rolling around in that dead, decaying rabbit, and you need to go get it. I told you to just throw it away. I'm like, I thought coyotes would eat it. I didn't know that, like, I guess the vultures didn't see it or anything. But so then I go home. And I go to get the rabbit. I get a garbage bag. And I pick up the rabbit to put in the garbage bag. And like, I grab it, and just like, all the skin and everything just falls off and falls apart. It's just disgusting.
What are we even talking about?
What train of thought led you to the story?
So it's a man's job to kill the rabbit.
Kill the rabbit.
There you go.
Throw the rabbit away. At least at my house, my wife wasn't going to deal with that. And the lesson was, like, you know, make the smart decision.
Why did you bury the rabbit?
Wait, okay, enough. I liked Boston's puppet show better than this.
Yeah.
But why didn't you bury the rabbit? Oh, recycling.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to let a coyote eat it, you know? Like, I felt terrible killing the rabbit.
But you don't want to draw the coyotes closer to your house.
They're out there anyway. I threw it over the fence into a field. I thought, like, okay, all good. But yeah.
I'm so sad now.
I know, right?
Seriously.
Thank you for joining us today on our joint.
Yeah, wow. So as the timekeeper and the producer that cares about time management, we're at 45 minutes. So let's...
That means there's like, okay, time to talk
about an hour of podcasting.
All right. So real, we have, let's do the voicemails real quick. And then we have two more emails, both which should be just as quick. So
where are the voicemails?
They're in the Merry Men Show.
Okay.
So while you're setting that up, I'll read one of the emails. Oh, Shandy, you're reading Mark's email, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's do that. Go ahead.
All right. So Mark wrote in, Recent discussions on the broadcast of one favorite lyrics and two feminism prompted me to recall a favorite artist of mine who often wrote songs around feminist themes, Dori Previn? Previn?
One of Boston's favorite authors, female authors.
Nick, you know everything about the song, people. But it's a woman, so.
I listen to women. Who's the artist?
Dori Previn. Previn? Previn?
P-R-E-V-I-N?
No, I don't know it.
All right. Well, she was born in 1925 and died in... a while ago. Okay, apropos of this.
Some years back.
I Googled her a few minutes ago. But
did she own a watch?
But it just didn't do all the things that it does today.
It should have.
Right? Did it have a second hand?
Did it have a calendar?
Okay, so apropos of the crossover pod today, I'm suggesting a discussion of the assertions made in the verses and the questions raised in the Coda of Previn's. Her husband was French, actually, her ex-husband, so now I'm wondering. But anyway, whatever, Previn's song. One Man Wants a Woman, 1972, lyrics below. Is there still anything relevant here in 2016, and more generally, your own lifetimes? More pointedly, is there anything relevant to your own lives and experience? So the lyrics to When a Man Wants a Woman are as follows. When a man...
It's not that one.
Yeah, no.
Loves a woman. Loves.
Oh, it's not?
Yeah.
No, when a man wants a woman.
It's not Michael Bolton. See, again, with the old rich white dudes.
Hold on. That's Percy Sledge. Percy
Balding, Sledge, older white dudes.
Yeah, that wasn't Michael Bolton.
Percy Sledge was original, and he's a wonderful sounding black man.
Oh. Well, I stand corrected.
Anyway.
All right. When a man wants a woman, he says it's a compliment. He says he's only trying to capture her, to claim her, to tame her. When he wants everything, everything of her, her soul, her love, her life forever and more. He says he's persuading her. He says he's pursuing her. But when a woman wants a man, he says she's threatening him. He says she's only trying to trap him, to train him, to chain him. When she wants anything, anything of him, a look, a touch, a moment of his time, he says she's demanding. He swears she's destroying him. Why is it when a man wants a woman, he's called a hunter, but when a woman wants a man, she's called a predator?
Yo, that man got friend-zoned hardcore.
That's actually in my notes, I swear to God, and I can text you a picture. Mark's email ties in with friend-zone mentality and how it's sexist. Rom-coms promote the idea of stalking behavior.
I am shocked you have the word sexist in your notes.
For the sake of argument, I will not be say. For the sake of time, rather, I am not going to say that you're wrong.
So, Karin, no. You're going to plug in that USB there, and then. You're going to select that as your input.
Mansplaining.
Exactly.
Okay, so here, this is how it usually works. This isn't mansplaining. I tell Colleen how to do it. I set everything up. And then she calls me in like 2 hours into her recording her podcast. It's not working. And then I have to try.
Now it's mansplaining to us.
First of all, I have done excellent the last several broadcasts. You've done really good. Okay? Yes. You were in Chicago. Did I call you once?
No, you haven't.
No, I didn't.
Brad from Chicago.
You know. Chicago.
Here's something.
Baker's Dozen.
I will admit that there was definitely probably the first like 11 episodes of the broadcast. We've done 13. Where I was like, I still can't get it.
Amazing.
We just say we can't play phone calls yet.
Well, I'm not a quitter.
Actually, it's,
I swear, everybody, I'm going to learn how to do this next week.
I'm learning.
It's not mansplaining because it's worse because Jack has been podcasting with me for over a decade and it's done over 1,000 podcasts and doesn't know how to do the most rudimentary shit.
How many times have I done it?
You would think you would get it by osmosis just by sitting next to it.
I just show up.
How many times have you done it?
At least 3 times.
At least 3. here's a question for the ladies, bringing it back to the email. There's a quote I never really subscribe to because I've never done either. But like, it was a man like pursuing a woman. So it was like the quote is like, a man feels love the day the woman he proposes to her and she says yes. That's the day he feels the most love in his life. The day a woman feels the most love in her life is the day she gives birth to her firstborn. So what do you think about that?
Only one
of us is actually given birth, so I think one of us can actually speak to that.
Wait. Nick, is that a quote from your mom?
No.
You never want to let him go.
I will say, from my own experience, I'd never felt love as much as I felt when I saw Colleen giving birth to Zach, like Zach being born out of her, like a wave of emotion. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It is cool.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrifying.
I cried. Like I started crying. It was
you
like,
did.
Yeah.
I cried too, but for a totally different reason. I don't know how to push.
We weren't allowed to cry when I had kids. I was a man. We couldn't cry.
And even back in the day, the dudes weren't always there. My grandpa wasn't there when my aunt was born.
Yeah. My dad, when my sister was born, was out listening to the Cardinals in the World Series on the radio.
Shandy, you can relate. How did you feel when you first saw your kitten?
An instant connection. It was beautiful. She fell asleep in my arms. Whatever.
Stupid cat.
All right, let's play the phone call.
All right, which one should I do first?
Whichever one you want. I have the USB audio codecs, right?
Yes. Is it selected?
Is it output or input, you said?
Jack.
Input.
Jack.
Watch. I'm trying to listen, but there's so... How can I watch? I'm way over here.
Watch.
You don't have... Jack, I don't think you have the USB to do it, so...
Yeah. You totally don't.
I don't have the USB.
Okay.
He does. He has the same thing.
Okay. All right. So
he bought the more expensive one than we have in this studio, and he still doesn't know how to fucking use it.
I haven't tried.
Good one, boss.
Wait, it was just working. Hold on. Sorry. I don't even know.
You've done 1,000 podcasts. You think you'd be able to figure out how to do this right away? You know, I'm an expert.
I'm an expert. Still get
I thought that was Nick's impression of me.
Oh, wait, hold on. Sorry. Give me a
nothing
second.
Better than dead air.
No,
it's great podcasting when you have dead air.
Well, there is some things, like at least we're not talking about Patriots or, you know,
Patriots.
Don't put the thought into their head.
Chargers.
Well, I'm about. I'm a.
Hey. So I might as well drop.
Hey, Boston. Tom
they
Brady and.
Do you have the USB selected?
And it's deflated balls.
And.
Deflated balls.
Sports.
On my
sports,
system
sports,
settings
sports,
and in
sports,
the
sports.
And then in the.
Tampons.
Yeah, men and women can both watch. My
it's
wife.
Like around.
When I go like this.
My wife and dog watch the ball.
That's not the right
definitely not saying that women can't watch sports, but I just personally don't.
That's
we
the
bought nine tickets
for
the Carolina Charger game.
But it's usually the other
I don't
one
even know what sport that is.
In fairness,
the Chargers aren't really
this
part
is...
of the NFL anymore, so
guys,
it doesn't matter.
Hey, can you
Amanda,
hear us?
Have you scratched your boob yet this recording?
No, I've been very
I scratched mine.
I've wanted to take my bra off the whole time, but I figured I would refrain. It's a strapless and it's really uncomfortable.
There's like one more.
There's
like one more podcast callback I've been trying to work in the entire time, but I can't figure out how to get it.
Hey guys, can you hear us? We've been trying to play the call.
You're like
very bit low.
You're
very
like low. Jack level low.
Yeah.
Okay, so then it is set on the right.
I can't believe you guys have been podcasting over 1,000 podcasts.
Can you listen to this call?
Hang on level.
Hey, married man and broadcast crossover. This is Larry. And I was just calling in with a question.
What a waste of time this is.
Yeah. Wait, you waited for this?
You guys can't hear it?
No.
No, I can.
Oh, so Shandy can.
Hit the delete button.
All right, you guys, just don't talk while the call's playing.
All right, you ready?
Don't talk over it.
Did you say taco?
Taco over it.
Hey, married man and broadcast crossover. This is Larry, and I was just calling in with a question for Nick. Nick, since you have the broadcasters there, marry, fuck, kill, Shandy, Colleen, Amanda. Thanks, bye.
Wow, Larry.
Wow.
Larry's, no pressure,
Larry's,
Nick.
Larry's an asshole.
Wow.
Wow. You want us to mute you for a while there, Nick?
Can you guys hear me again?
Okay, now? All right, I got it. Okay. Since Amanda and I are not married, I'm going to marry Amanda.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, how sweet.
Who are you killing?
But you have to answer all of them.
This is gonna be
I have a feeling I know where this is going, and I do not like it.
Oh, exactly where it's going. Can I just think
this is over?
Yeah, okay.
Kill the feminist. Kill the feminist.
It's because you're friends with Colleen, right?
Oh my god, I
can't kill her.
Friend zoned. I finally got it.
But you're also friends with my husband, so I get fucked.
Well, we're assuming that everyone gives permission, right?
Yeah,
it's consensual.
Everyone wants the tea.
Meanwhile, just saying, I definitely drew the short stick here.
Oh, it's Nick.
Hey. Are you sure it's not Tim?
It's Larry.
Yeah, Larry. Oh, Larry.
All right.
Oh, Larry's really a dick. All right, actually, you know what? I feel like we should ask that same question to Larry, aka Tim.
How do you two?
It's only fair, right?
Yep, oh, Tim. Easy. Tim, easy. Easy. I'd fuck Nick. I'd kill Boston, and I'd marry Jack.
Because he'll take out the garbage for you and express the dog plans.
The lawn.
I do have two dogs, so
he'll die early, soonest.
I could live to be the lawn. You don't know that. I'm healthy.
Hey, what's that, guys?
I gotta go.
All right, next call.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Tim / Chris / who's he, what's it? This is Kevin calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm several episodes behind on the Merry Men show, but I just heard the episode about the angry Catholic and the episode after that. But I have to say, from a guy's perspective,
not everybody. No. No. I would argue not any of us.
All right, well then let me try again. Try to play it again.
Jay, Jack, and Tim.
Yeah, but now it stopped playing. I stopped it. Oh, you guys can hear it?
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Tim / Chris / who's he, what's it? This is Kevin calling from Poughkeepsie, New York. I'm several episodes behind on the Merry Men show, but I just heard the episode about the angry Catholic and the episode after that. But I have to say, from a guy's perspective, that I actually do have a little sympathy for the angry Catholic, and this is why. About a month or so ago, I actually sort of caught my wife masturbating in bed, so she thought I was asleep. And I think I was, but then I woke up because I heard just the slightest sort of moan, and then I kind of could tell that she was, you know, masturbating. And on the one hand, like, it was really arousing, and actually, like, I don't know, for some reason, my ears started to feel just hot. It was, like, incredibly arousing. But at the same time, I felt like, you know, slightly, I don't know if it was cheated on, but just kind of like, you know, I'm glad to service you anytime you want, but why are you doing this and doing it right there with me in bed? I mean, yeah, you know, I masturbate, but I tend to be discreet about it, not doing it right in bed. So I don't know. I can kind of appreciate the sentiment. And anyway, I actually didn't even talk to her about it. And like, you know, she's free to do what she wants. I guess I wish she wouldn't do it in bed and wake me up from it, because it, I don't know, it didn't feel fair. And I really wanted to just get up there and then just start, you know, making out with her and having sex with her, but I didn't. And anyway, that's my story. Bye.
Aww.
Oh, God.
I'll save that one for the married man too. Once I can learn how to play it.
Why didn't you just start to go at it with her?
Can't hear you.
Your audio is low call.
Oh, can you hear me now?
No.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Nothing at all now.
Hello?
There you are. Hey. Welcome back.
Hey.
Why didn't you just jump in and go at it with her? I don't understand that.
Yeah. That's like the perfect intro.
Exactly. It's like, I think maybe, you need a
maybe
hand.
Some hard work's been done.
Yeah. She's already ready to go.
I mean, maybe she's having a moment to herself. Like,
exactly.
I think at the root of this is like this idea that he felt like somehow like almost cheated on. Like, we're all autonomous beings, and so sometimes you just maybe want to have some time to yourself. And yeah, she thought
definitely
anything.
Not being cheated on. That was a rule.
No,
like 363 days over the last year. I mean.
Just 363 days? What about the other?
Well, I mean, you could double
364.
You'd lose a bet, huh?
No. I'll take the Shandy point of view on this one.
Maybe she's done it one time.
Huh?
After you've killed me?
Yes. Nothing.
Someone's got to carry on your spirit.
Exactly. No, it's just like, it's not a personal, from his wife's point of view, it's nothing against him, I would think. It's just like, you know your own body better than anyone. And just because she's pleasuring herself doesn't mean it's an insult to him. It's just like, hey, like it's, because I mean, I know tons of married guys who still jack it once or twice a day and still have sex with their wives. It's just like, come on.
I think that would be my question. Like, how would he feel like if the shoe were on the other foot? If that was him, like, jerking off and she woke up, would he, like, it's sort of like what...
He says he doesn't do it in the same bed. He goes somewhere else.
He tries to be discreet.
I don't know. I feel like she, maybe because it was 3 a.m., maybe she just, had a dream and was like, ooh, I got to scratch this itch, and didn't want to wake him up because she's polite.
Exactly.
She's concerned about his sleep. She just wants to make sure he gets a good night's sleep.
Yeah, maybe he's a cranky asshole if he gets woken up at 3 in the morning and she doesn't want to deal with it.
Maybe he had an early morning. Like, yeah, like women can be pretty fucking discreet if you need to be, right? So he woke up, whatever. But it's fine.
I'm maybe so it was sorry dark. That Tim had to leave and didn't get to participate.
Oh, he would be the best person to talk about this.
Wait, did he really leave?
Yeah,
he's gone.
Hard out, remember?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else have anything on that? Otherwise, we'll go to the last email. All right. Amanda, Maggie's email.
All right. Hold on. Let me pull it back up.
That's what she said.
Cheers. Okay. From Maggie. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking for tips to get over and move on from a 3-month relationship that ended with a quote, I'm not getting what I want from this relationship, end quote, and a wish of good luck. Yep, that's how it ended. I did think it might end. He had been acting distant for over a week, but I figured we'd have a conversation about it, and we didn't. I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts. My feelings are that he was immature and didn't know how to be in a relationship. Thanks. And thanks for the advice and making me laugh, Maggie.
Do you have anything?
I'm sorry, Maggie.
I know. That sucks,
well, at least you found out after 3 months.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would have got a year, 2 years, and maybe got married and that, But 3 months, it hurts, but...
You know what? Fuck him. You deserve better.
Exactly.
Yeah, but at least like 3 months, you shouldn't be that emotionally invested.
I mean, that's
like,
all he said.
Better,
all
yeah.
I don't know. I feel
all like... he says, I'm not getting anything. What do you say? He's not getting anything out of it?
Not getting what he wanted.
he wants.
Not getting what he wants.
What does that mean? Like,
that's if he's not getting
what he wants. That's all he said?
But it does, yes, it does ask for a follow-up question about what exactly he means about that.
That sounds like a cop-out to me.
At least it wasn't through a post-it note.
Mm. Or a text message.
Text messages like I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like...
At least he didn't ghost you.
Yes. Yes, exactly. At least like...
I got ghosted once.
Oh. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I think like looking at this after like, you know, years and years of dating in New York, I'm like, that actually doesn't sound that bad. And I don't know what that says about my past dating life, but I'm like, oh, at least he had the conversation. That's better than ghosting. At least he sort of gave some explanation. Yeah, it's not a great one, but at least it's some explanation.
Right, yeah, and like a clear end. And
yeah.
Honest about it, too. You know, like
And that might have been as honest as he could be, you know? Right. Maybe he was trying to not hurt her feelings, and that was the best he could do. Does it justify it? Maybe not, but at least there was a tiny bit of effort there.
Yeah. So how do you get over it, Maggie? I think you just go out and have a lot more fun with some other people.
Find the next one.
Mm. Yep.
Best way to get over a man is to get under another one.
Nick.
Not from personal experience, I'm just saying.
Yep. Not bad advice though. Get back out there.
Yeah, I'm sure Nick and his mom could share some good dating apps. Coffee meets donut?
Coffee meets
bagel.
Bagel.
It's actually...
Yeah, like, what is that one all about?
It's just look it up. It's free. Let's see here. You get so many bagels a day that are like based on your questions you answer. I mean, or whatever. And then you can... like those, and then you get another ones that it's just try it out. It's good. I like it, and there's a lot more.
So do the bagels mean like matches?
No,
those are women because they have holes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and like,
that was applying last episode.
I don't know. Yeah. Like, is this like a mail order service where you get actual bagels? Like, that doesn't sound so bad.
I would be interested in
delicious.
That.
Delicious.
I would too. Yeah. I have to get on that app.
Colin Shandy, I remembered the dating site that I couldn't think of. It was OkCupid.
Oh, okay.
That was the one I couldn't think of that was free and terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's not very...
Did you talk about that one too? No, you talked about...
Happn, which is the proximity one, which I like. It's because these actually have to be real people. There's no fake accounts because it's all GPS oriented. So they have to come within, I think, a half a mile of you.
So the stalker one.
Right.
Yeah, but like you can't. It's not like you can track them down based on that. It's just like this person was.
But it gives you a good idea where they're at.
Yeah,
it's a starting point.
They're within.
I've watched Criminal Minds. That's how they do it.
Well, I don't know. My experience. I only have one experience with dating app, and that was watching Chris Culk on Grindr from my living room.
But I mean, I do make the point, you know, in the last couple podcasts of like, don't count on those. I mean, those are like your second and third tier things. I mean, because no one really takes them seriously. I don't.
Yeah.
Like I said, the girls I work with at work are the greatest because they were like, oh, we're going to a happy hour today. We're going to go do this tomorrow. Like, come with us. We'll introduce you to people. And that is great. As long as, you know, because women want you to be dating someone, at least my friends do. I mean, I was their friend zone once, but they still want me to be happy.
There you go.
I'm kidding.
I had something to ask you. Oh, Nick, what are your feelings on swiping right on everybody? Because Shandy thinks that that's the way to do dating apps correctly.
No. Let's put an asterisk here.
Explain that. Yeah.
It was the advice that I gave to one person. It was specific to that person. I'm not saying that that's necessarily the approach that everyone should take.
Okay. There we go.
So, Nick, what do you think about it?
I missed the my internet froze for a second. I missed that whole conversation.
My internet froze. I got Nickernet. What is it? Nickernet.
Nickernet.
I refuse to say the word. But yeah.
Oh, you know, Boston, you missed the perfect opportunity to ask Tim if the rabbit that he killed was named Muffy.
Muffy.
Can we not talk about the rabbit? Yeah. swiping right on everyone.
Yeah, that was, if there was a moment in this podcast where it got away from us, that was the actual moment.
Because it's not even something you can make fun of for
it's
months.
It's like completely out of context.
No, it's just a fucking terrible story.
Guys, wait. I have a story.
He likes to Tim the podcast.
Oh, yeah, guys. Yeah.
You're getting better at that Tim impression.
You are getting good, yeah.
The more I hear him talk, the more I'll get back into
it. Feel better about yourself?
Well, I don't know when you're ever going to hear Tim talk. I mean, he never does it.
No. He's very shy.
Oh, man. Well, I think that's a good place to wrap up this show. Any final thoughts from our fantastic dais of fantastic podcasters?
This actually went a lot smoother than I thought it was going to.
I didn't need the ref jersey.
No.
Well, we focused on fun feedback instead of fun topics. Really, the only time we got derailed was the dead rabbit stories.
But unlike the broadcast, this will be unedited. So
yeah, I will take out the part with the feedback because that'll on the recording, but not they didn't hear it. You guys missed some horrible feedback on our end when we were trying to figure out how to set the call up.
But yeah, well, thank you, everybody. Thanks for our patrons for choosing this. This is what kind of makes being a patron so great, is that each month for our $5 and more patrons, you can choose or vote for what you want to be the Patron's Choice podcast, and that's what this one is. So big thanks to all of our patrons, especially Eckhart Ricker, Tack from Tokyo, and Brad from Chicago for making this show possible. All of our patrons, we thank all of you, and you can see a big thank you list on our website at jandjack.com. If you would like to be added to that thank you wall and to get access to all this great stuff,
if they're listening to this, they do.
But even beyond this, at $15 or more, we do.
If you really want to have access,
extra access
to
extra
Tim's access ass.
To Tim's. Get to follow Tim around for a week. Got to bring your own shovel, though. That's just the thing.
So should Tim's line when he's like kind of just going on and on about something, should we just call it beating a dead rabbit?
I think that's gonna be a thing. And
there you go.
All the non-patrons will have to listen to this show to get where that's from.
Episode title.
Get all your friends to be patrons, because when we get to the $1,000 level, maybe we could do this again.
There you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much for everybody being here. It is a wonderful, wonderful experience, and the Married Man shows and the broadcast shows are fantastic. So thank you for our hosts here, for all that you guys do, putting out amazing content. And we will see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Boston.
That wasn't me. I actually lip-synced it. I think that was Nick.
That was Nick.
Yeah. Oh, I lip-synced it. I thought Jack said it.
No, I said it first, and then Nick said it.
All right, then.
Do you guys have your outro calls?
Oh, I thought the rest of the Married Man will do it then. Bye.
What? Hmm?
All right, ladies. Oh. With that, let's grab our applicators and get the hell out of here.
God, I'm dying to take this bra off. Let's be done.
All right. Peace out.
Bye. We're leaving.
Bye.
Bye, guys.